Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello.
And the time will...
We're rolling.
Do you want earphones, Bobby? Right here. Over the wall. Okay. Listen easy, you can hear God calling, walking barefoot by a stream. Come unto me, your hair softly falling, on my face as in a dream. And the grass won't pay no mind. Saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our size. My lips touch you with their soft wet kisses, your hand gentle in reply, and the time will be our time, and the grass won't fade.
Fine.
I wasn't paying attention.
We're on. It sure was a good take. Gene, when you get carried away with that cymbal thing there, man, don't overdo it, man, because you're getting too hot here.
Listen easy, you can hear God calling, walking barefoot by a stream. Come unto me, your hair softly falling, on my face as in a dream. Time will be our time, and the grass won't fade no mind. Saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides. My lips touch you with their soft wet kiss.
Let's make one more, all right?
Get the shit out of me, man.
Woods, you didn't come in that time like you did the time before, man. We're off.
Listen easy, you can hear God calling, walking barefoot by a stream. Come unto me, your hair softly falling, on my face as in a dream. And the time will be our time, and the grass won't pay no mind. Saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our size. My lips touch you with their soft wet kisses, your hands gentle in reply. And the time will be our time, and the grass won't be no mind. Child, touch my soul with your cries, and the music will know what we found. I hear 100 goodbyes, but today I hear only one sound. The moment we're living is now. Now, 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 now.
We're rolling.
You mean the whole thing?
The rhythm was getting off.
Man, you mess up one thing and you got to do it all over again. Good grief. Can't you just hear him?
That's a good one. That's good.
Oh, Lord. But you know, that's how it is. If one thing's off, if one note's wrong, you got to do the whole thing over.
It's just, oh, gosh.
It just ruins the whole thing. You hit that one note and you go, ouch. Ah, oh, that one hurt. You know. Hey guys, since Susan is here, I think she got back. Didn't she get back? I think Susan got back. Anyway, she's going to be here listening today. That is cool because she's been in and out and back and forth, mostly gone. So I'm glad she's going to be with us today. And Sue is here, and Sue can hear me. And Ann and Betty and Kathy and Victoria and John and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think Carolyn's here yet, but anyway, come on, Carolyn, get with it. Show's on. Get over here. It's Elvis music. You're missing it. And Gwen's here, so we got a good crowd. Everybody wants to hear Elvis, and I love that. That's cool. That's awesome. So welcome, everybody. 2 hours of Elvis, and I know you hate it, but, you know, you all showed up, so it's okay. It'll be good for you. It's like that medicine you take when you don't want to. It's good for you. You got to take it. It's good for you. Not quite that bad, but, hey, you know, I'm teasing you guys. You know I'm teasing you. Good grief. Anyway, I'm going to play Sue's request right first off the bat, because why not?
Oh, good.
Why not?
I love this song.
It's one we don't hear it very often, so that's a good thing.
No.
That's a good thing. And we've got a lot. I've even got some J.B. Burroughs and some 68 Special songs are hanging in here, and I love the 68 Special music. That's just fantastic. So we've got a good show, gang. We've got a good show. And John sent me most of them, so anything you don't like, it's his fault. But it's Elvis music. How can you not like anything? So I think I'm safe today. Today.
Today. For today. Okay.
And under your hat and keep it. Thursday's show is going to be Johnny Earl and Elvis. Okay, so got that? Have you had time to write that down? Because you don't want to miss that one either. You don't. I mean, we're going to start playing some really cool stuff. So, and I'm going to start playing a lot more Elvis music. You can't get it. So we're going to get it. There you go. Here we go with Sue's request. And, of course, it's an Elvis song. A Woman Without Love.
Her eyes tell the story so well. She tries hard to hide. So little expected, too often neglected. A woman stripped of her pride. Always so careful not to cry until I fall asleep. And there in the silence she lies with a tear on her cheek. The thought comes to mind that I read it somehow or hear it, I can't quite. That a man without love's only half of a man, but a woman is nothing at all. She knows I don't love her, although heaven knows her. That she's been denied. Without any warning, in the wee hours of the morning, she cries. Her deep inside, she tries so to hide, is beginning to show.
Between men, you're nothing.
Yes,
I don't exactly
definitely.
Feel that. I don't exactly feel that way. But I'm
well,
still great. I'm still great because I know God's got that man coming. So I ain't gonna worry about it. It's gonna be fantastic. You know what? I got ready to do the show today, and I started bringing the stuff, my water and stuff in here that I needed, and I just had this overwhelming desire for dill pickles.
Really?
Hmm. I can't possibly
damn,
be pregnant. I can't be pregnant, and I don't have any ice cream, so I'm okay. I'm okay. But that dill pickle doesn't even taste sour. So what's in a dill pickle that my body is craving? That's what I'm wondering. But you know what? I don't care. I'll just eat the dill pickle.
Salt, maybe salt somewhere else.
You know what I would really like to have? No, I'm not pregnant, and there is absolutely no possible way on two different fronts that I can be pregnant. It just, it's impossible. And I don't think God would do that to me. So we're okay. But what I'm really craving and I don't have is one of those huge, giant dill pickles that you have to hold in your fist in order to eat. And they're absolutely, they're huge. But they crunch.
Yeah,
what
you get is that the Jager, pickles.
Well, you buy them at the fair. That's where I always got them, was at the fair.
Yeah.
But I don't have a fair handy, so I'm just eating plastic dill pickles. But they crunch too, so it's okay. My goodness. Well, we got a good show going here, kids. You know that, and thank you, Sue, for that. That was a fantastic first song, because we don't hear that.
Thank you, and thank you for saying that song was beautiful.
Well, hey, you know what? You hit it on the right day. It's an Elvis day. It's an Elvis song. No problem at all, honey. We'll just start her off right. That's how it goes.
All right.
And we're good. Cool. And the next one we're going to play is something that I know we don't hear very often because it's one of my childhood favorites. We used to go around the house singing this while we vacuumed and stuff, you know. I know we're weird kids, but that's how it was. So here is Cotton Fields, and it is labeled as rare, and I believe it's a rehearsal, but here you
Cotton
go.
Field.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in the creek, in the old cotton field back home. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in the old cotton field back home. Well, when them cotton balls get rotten, you can't pick very much cotton in them old cotton fields back home. It was down in Louisiana, we're just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old cotton fields back home. Dun 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 down 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 down. In them old cotton fields back home. Well, when them cotton balls get rotten, you can't pick very much cotton. In them old cotton fields back home. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana. In them old cotton fields back home. Oh, in them old cotton fields back home. In them old cotton fields back home.
Don't you love it? I think that is so much fun. I really do. I like that. It was fun when we were kids and would sing it because we could change the tempo and it makes you vacuum faster. I just thought I'd pass along that little tidbit of uninteresting information. It does. It makes you vacuum faster, which Mama didn't think was a bad thing. So, you know, that's okay. Not a real good song to sing while you're mowing the lawn, though.
No, I don't think so.
No, for that one, while you're mowing the lawn, you sing In and Out the Window. Well, I do. Yeah. I mowed the lawn once up at Priest Lake, and I was out there for a good 2 hours mowing the lawn because that was a lot of mowing to get done. We never had the water up there, but a lot of mowing. I was out there for 2 hours mowing that. And a whole 2 hours, it was just go in and out the window, in and out the window, go in and out the window. If anybody had heard me, I would have been carted away to the funny farm. But we lived out in the middle of the forest, so there wasn't nobody to hear, so it's okay. And that day, the bear stayed away during that time. Didn't have any bears or moose trying to bother me. It was good. The dog even stayed in the house. Good grief. You know what? I've had some very strange but fun times in my life. Thank you, Lord. makes things interesting. You always have something to talk about, though people do look at you a little strange, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah, it's really true, yeah. Now, I was just thinking about our stage sometime this month through October, so it's open for almost 2 months now, and it's a pretty nice fair.
Man, 2 months, well, okay. 2 months. And how much longer do you look forward to that?
Well, no,
okay then. Yeah, all right. You know, it just started raining here, and it is coming down in buckets.
Oh, no.
Well, that's okay. I haven't heard any thunder yet. It's coming, but I haven't heard it. Okay, we'll just keep going. I'm not going to worry about it. It's just rain. Here is... take 11 and 12 of the first time ever I saw your face.
We're rolling.
Okay, it's 11.
Sound like a nightclub, Miller's Mike.
The first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and stars were the gifts you gave to the dark and the empty skies, my love, to the dark and the empty skies. The first time ever I kissed, I felt the earth move in my hand, like the trembling heart of a captive bird that was there at my command, my love, that was there.
That was there.
gotta love it. Gotta love it. He does a great job on that. He's got some different words in that than what I learned it. I learned Roberta Flack's version. But I did listen to the version that he learned it from, and those are the words that they use. So there's two different, not all the words are different, just a few of them, but that's really how it is. So, you know, some people learned it one way, some people learned it the other way, and neither one is wrong. It's done both ways. So cool. I think that's very interesting how that happens. You know, I think that's kind of neat.
Yeah, it is.
Why do I think that's kind of, I have no idea why I think that, but that's what I think. So, if anybody cares, you now have my opinion. Okay, excuse me. All right. I don't want that pop up there. Okay, it's gone. All right, what we've got now is something that I've only for about the last year even knew that Elvis did this song. But I like the way he does it. This is kind of a medley of Blueberry Hill and I Can't Stop Loving You. The label also put Such a Night in there, but I have a real tough time hearing Such a Night. It just really didn't get there. So here's the Blueberry Hill, I Can't Stop Loving You.
You know what I can't do? I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill, on Blueberry Hill. When I found you, the moon could chill on Blueberry Hill. It lasted until my dream came through. I should have made up my mind to live in memory for such a long, lonely time. And I can't stop wanting you. Well, it's useless to say. So I just live my such a weirdo. Love yesterday. Those happy hours. Yeah, that we once knew. They're so long ago.
So long ago.
They still make me blue. But they say it's time. It heals. For such a long, lonely time. Well, I can't stop wanting you. Well, it's useless to say. So I just live my life in dreams of yesterday. Oh, that dread.
Oh yeah. Okay. Hey, you guys tell me what you think about this, okay? Let me know what you think.
Trilogy, November 9th, 2016.
Guys, and I'm not going to tell you what it should tell you because you should know what it tells you. And if that makes any sense at all, you're doing good. Huh?
Don't get us all confused. What are you talking about?
Who that was singing in November 9th of 2016. Well, not everybody listening probably does, honey, so I thought I'd point it out.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
Okay, that's I'll excuse you this time, but don't let it happen again, girl.
Okay, I guess I've been
teasing
too long.
I'm teasing you. Well, it's, you know, a lot of people know. A lot of people know. Some people don't. So they got to figure it out. And I like to give them hints every now and again. You know, just
just to
shake them by the collar and say, wake up. What is wrong with you? Clean your ears out, dude. Anyway, excuse me. I'm breathing water here today, and it's just, I'm not sick. I'm just breathing water, and it gathers in my bronchial tubes, and that's why I'm moving, kids. That's one reason I'm moving. My doctor and I agree that I'm not acclimating to this humidity very well, and if I don't move again, I will end up getting pneumonia, and that's not good. So,
that's not good. No, you don't want that.
No, I am not looking forward to that. So, places like maybe California, maybe Spokane, Washington, Timbuktu. The moon would be good. I could go to the moon.
California has a lot of humidity.
But, you know, San Diego is just like here. Not quite. I mean, it's right on the ocean, but it doesn't have quite as much humidity as it does here because it has more wind that sometimes blows in off the desert.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I lived for 9 months in San Diego, and it wasn't anything like here. But, yeah. North California is nice. I like North California. Merced, Redding, up around in there. Lake Crescent, Shasta. I like it up there. So...
Huh.
I don't know. It's just, I guess wherever I land, I'm going to land on my feet. I ain't going to be dragging my butt.
You're going to make it, and I know why.
I'm going to land on my feet and take life by the horns and go for it. So, okay, anyway, here's another one John sent me. He sent such good songs. He didn't send me the JB songs. He said, pick out what you want to. So I did.
Okay.
You think he would have learned by now not to tell me that, but he evidently still has enough adventure in his soul, but he still says that to me, and I do it every time. I'm not shy. I'll do it. Okay, so here is Pocket Full of Rainbows. And I know you guys know what movie this is from. Do I have to say it? Somebody say it. Come on. Show me I'm right. I know you know what movie this is. Betty? Hello? Hello? All right. G.I. Blues. There you go. Okay.
Hello,
Pocket Betty. Full of Rainbows.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay.
Yeah.
Ever word? Right.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1.
Take 16.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
little guitar bit. That was cute. I like that. Okay. Here, any, meeny, miny, moe, but I'm gonna play the one that John sent me to play, because I have another one that's kind of a medley, but I'm going to play the one John sent me. This is Inherit the Wind, take one, rehearsal, take four. Here we go.
Baby, don't fall in love with me. I'll only bring you grief. Baby, don't set your heart on me. I'll only have to leave. 'Cause the north wind flows through my veins. Like my death, there's a dream in my brain. In the morning I'll have to leave again. Well, that's how it is when you inherit the wind. Inherit the wind. Daddy, he was a wandering man. I hardly knew his face. Mama, she cried for him at night. He never stayed in one place. 'Cause the north wind flows through my veins. Like my dad, there's a dream in my vein. In the morning I'll have to leave again. That's how it is when you inherit the wind. Inherit the wind. I can't give you the love you need. I just won't be here that long. But if you still want me here tonight, I'll love you till the break of dawn. 'Cause the north wind flows through my veins. Like my dead, there's a dream in my brain. In the morning I'll have to leave again. That's how it is when you inherit the wind. Inherit the wind. Inherit.
and mozzarella cheese.
That's what you want to eat?
That's what I'm eating. I finished my dill pickles, so I thought, okay, move on to the next thing. It's bread and butter pickles and mozzarella cheese. I don't know.
Okay.
Hey, you know, my palate went strange on me today. I had mangoes at 4 o'clock this morning, so, you know. It is what it is. What do I tell you? It's just a little bit weird today as far as what I'm eating. But that's all right. I'm not going to worry about it. Maybe I have a little smokies later. I want a porterhouse steak, but I got to get my tooth fixed before I can eat a porterhouse steak. And that's just how it goes.
Oh,
that's what
yeah,
I really want.
You do.
So I'm eating pickles instead. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever, but, hey, you know, it is what it is. Okay. I'm going to do another JB song. A Mess of Blues.
Okay.
A Mess of Blues for Patricia. I'm going to try and incorporate her name into the song.
I love October. Up north, October was when all of the trees finally changed their colors. and you had yellows, and you had orange, and you had red, you had brown. The oak tree, oak leaves always went brown. It was just, I loved walking through the dry leaves when they would fall on the sidewalks. It was great. And you'd break them all up in a great big huge pile and then jump in it. Kind of ruined all your work, but it was fun enough that it was worth it. We had to rake them up again, but hey, you know, what the heck.
Yeah.
It was fun. Oh, well, I haven't raked leaves in so many years I can't count. But that's okay. Even when I spent October at my aunt's house a few years ago, we just, the leaves fell, they just laid there. You know, we didn't worry about it because it was kind of cool. They kind of, they give the squirrels something to do. The squirrels hide their nuts in them and everything if you don't rake them up. And then you got little trees coming up all over. That's interesting.
Yeah.
But that's cool. That's cool. It's just when you're up north, you do things like that, and it's totally awesome. You don't try to change it. You don't try to do without it. It's just awesome. I like it. Like if you do not rake up your maple leaves, the little seed pot, we called them wings, but those little wings would fall off and be in with the leaves. And then come spring, you'd be cleaning up your yard and raking up the leaves to give the grass some air, you know, things like that. And you'd have all these little maple trees coming up in your lawn because you didn't rake them up and pick up all those things in the fall. But you know what? We loved it. It was cool. You pull them up and look at the roots. They're all white roots. And it's, kids do strange things with stuff. Just some of my weirder memories. Okay. All right. Back to Elvis doing an alternate take. And I just now noticed it was an alternate take. I thought it was a take one that he had sent me. But this is the alternate take of A Little Bit of Green.
Now that the truth is hard to face, I can't forget you once were mine. Someone else is in my place. Whenever we meet, my heart beats out of time. Just a little bit of green clouds my eyes of what I've seen. Just a little bit of green when I see you with someone new. And I can do please don't try and tie me down. Those are the words you often say. Can't help I can do.
I can do.
Don't you just love it when you click on buttons and nothing happens? And so you click and and click. About the fourth time it takes. Yeah. And our computer's fun. But that's okay because computers are enabling us to do this. So it's okay. It's okay. All right, guys. Gird your loins, tighten your belts, pull up your socks. Because this one... This one's just a little bit different, and I love it. I love this. This is awesome. I'm naughty. What can I tell you? Anyway, this is a slightly different version of Stranger in My Own Hometown.
I saw the lights on the night that I sat by her window.
What the hell's that song? Like a stranger in my own hometown. I feel like a stranger. Like a stranger in my own hometown. All my so-called friends stop being friendly. Keep a good man down. No, you can't get down. I came home with good intentions about 5 or 6 years ago. I'm going back down to Memphis. again.
Word of it, and shocked a little bit.
Shocked?
Funny.
Oh,
yeah, it was kind of funny.
You were in that field of living. How are you? How come you're shocked? I'm surprised. I'm so surprised.
I've never heard it. It's different.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, I guess if you haven't heard it before, that could be kind of a shock. But when I first heard it, I just laughed. I thought it was fantastic. And I still think it's fantastic. And, yes, John, we will play it more often because, you know what, I could play that every show and be perfectly happy with it. I love it. You know, people do not see Elvis doing things like that. They don't see him thinking that way. And that's too bad because he had a superb sense of humor. And that's where it went a lot of times. You know, I love it. I could just sit back in the corner and laugh my head off all the time. Oh, man. Rehearsals must have been really wild.
Oh, gosh, don't you know?
Oh,
that had
yeah.
to be fabulous.
Especially when they're doing songs like that. Oh, yeah.
There's no telling what all went on in those rehearsals.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I'm not going to. I'm just not going to. See what you're doing, John? My Lord, I'm not gonna. The song says it all, and that's where I'm gonna leave it. I was going to say, yeah, I'm going to say it. I was, since I heard that song earlier today, okay, and I had heard it before, so I was able to just sit and listen and laugh my head off. But I was thinking maybe that's why I was craving pickles.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jennifer, you're horrible. I didn't say that. Erase, erase, erase. I didn't say that. Yes, I did. What am I saying? Okay, anyway, I got to be myself, guys. I'm not always up straight above board and a good little girl. So I hope you can accept that because that's part of me. Anyway, here we go. Oh, we'll get back to this then. Nothingville, okay? Let's just go to Nothingville.
Too close, Bones.
Star Man is Evil, Section 1, Take 5.
Nothingville, funny little two-bit town where nothing's real. Treat me like a country clown in Nothingville. I ain't gonna hang around. God damn it, hold it.
Hold it.
Hold it.
Six, Billy. Section 1, Take 6.
Two-bit town where nothing's real. Treat me like a country clown in Nothingville. I ain't gonna hang around while doors keep slamming in my face. People keep putting me in my place. It's a rat's race at a snail's pace. Nothingville.
I'm trying to find a particular version. I'm not finding it. So that's okay. That's okay. I'll just play. Not guitar map, Jenny. That doesn't work. Guitar man. Yeah. And it doesn't like me. It just doesn't like me. I don't understand. I had it, then I went looking for something else. And it didn't like me. I'm looking for the song that goes with Nothingville, you know? And there we go. Why didn't it do that before? I have no idea. Anyway, here's Guitar Man with Jerry Reed, Take 1, 2, and 5.
We're rolling. This is Guitar Man, Take 1. I ain't played all weekend. I know your house is a mess, Reed.
That's a mess, man.
It is. Yes. Well, okay, you are too. Let's just leave them out. No, man, there ain't no way you can get them both. So them just sound like a room full of spastics or something. Ready? Yeah. I did it the wrong way. No wonder. 1, 2, 3. Now. Well, 2, 3, 4. No, I made it long, Bob. Bob. It's long on the record. I forgot it's like this. I think, ain't it?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
That's right.
Two of them.
This is two.
Two, three, pick.
Well, I quit my job down at the car wash. Left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I'd left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis.
Okay.
Out of juice and luck.
Man, I may wander off in the parking lot. Stay with me. I guess I'll get with you sometime tonight. Two, three, now. I can do that better. One, two, three, four.
Well, I quit my job down at the car wash. I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I'd left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs, looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck. So I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars. Hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all-night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the Hobo Junction, roamed a 1,000 miles of track. Well, I found myself in Mobile, Alabama at a club they call Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like. Oh, with a swinging little guitar, man, show them, son. Club called Jack's if you got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor. Digging to find this little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. I guess who's leading that five-piece band? Well, wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man. Yeah, yeah, guitar man.
All right. I did find the one I was looking for, but I'll play that next time, maybe Thursday, maybe next Tuesday. But, yeah, it's okay. It's not one that John sent me, so that's all right. He sent me one that said, Nothingville with good Guitar Man on it, but it stopped before it played Guitar Man. So I found Guitar Man so that we could have it. Okay, and now I've got Guitar Man from the 68 Special, but I'll play that later because we got a lot of other stuff to do first. So, and one of those stuffs that we got to do is wearing that love don't look. And you got to listen to this because something happens.
I had to leave town for a little while. You said you'd be good while I was gone. But to look in your eye and talk, God damn. Baby. Oh, God. Can we get a pickup from there? Oh, Lord. A little less conversation, a little more action, please. Okay. I had to leave town for a little while. You said you'd be good while I was gone, but the look in your eye done told me you told a lie. I know there's been some carrying on. Baby, you wearing that love gone look. Shoot, 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 shoot. Baby, you wearing that love gone look. The ashtrays are all full of ashes. The floor needs a touch of a mop. As a man downstairs with a long bushy hair, he said your party was
over the weekend while your honey pie was gone. Why didn't you sweep the floor and empty the ashtrays? Hello?
Big boy?
That just strikes me as stupid. Well, when you listen to that song, okay, he's outlining the fact that, okay, a neighbor told on her. She had a big old party. Yeah, you know. And she didn't empty the ashtrays. And she didn't clean up the floor, sweep the floor, mop the floor. You know, it just, it looks like there was a party there. It's, okay, if you're going to have a party while your honey pie is gone, wouldn't it be smart to empty the ashtrays and clean up the floor? Throw the beer bottles out, you know, things like that. She didn't do that. She got caught. She got caught legitimately, dumb broad. Anyway,
uh-oh.
I'm glad I don't party much. That just drives me nuts. Anyway, here we go with, I like this song. I think this song is just fun. Rubbernecking. Take one and two.
I mean, just look at me. Huh? Head over the wall.
Okay, we're going one. Have one.
Number two. Lions over. I like what you have, Reggie.
When the lily sails away.
One, two, three, four.
That's my philosophy. It's called rubbernecking, baby, but that's all right with me. Some people say I'm wasting time. They don't really know. I like what I see.
That is so cute. All right. Because, can't you just see it? Think back to when you were a teenager. And, okay, you had this one particular place that all the boys lined up on. And then, of course, all the girls always walked by. Can you remember those expressions and how the heads twisted and turned? Yeah, I can. It was funny. That was funny. Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah. That's why the girls walked by, because it was hilarious, you know. The guys thought they were being so cool. They thought they were being so cool. We knew what was going on. There wasn't anywhere else, because it was a quadrangle. Our school was a quadrangle, and we had a courtyard in the middle of it. And so at lunchtime, there was a particular corner where all the boys just lined up in front of the trophy case, okay? But the girls would just pair up, and we were just talking and didn't want to go to the lunchroom because there's 10 million people in there, and we just walk around the quadrangle all lunchtime. So, you know, every time you pass this corner, of course, there was that effect. So it was interesting. I don't miss it, but it was interesting. I would laugh at them now, and that would hurt their feelings, because they thought they were being cool. You know, joke, cool. And it was just funny. Anyway, here's one. Without love, there is nothing at all. Take 2 through 4.
Hey, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Turn the phones up, Luke.
Hey, Rollin. Hello.
Hey, Rollin.
Yeah. Hey, one more time. I'm sorry.
I awakened this morning. I was filled with despair. All my dreams turned to ashes and gold. As I look, I awaken this morning. I was filled with despair. All my dreams turn to ashes and gold. Ooh, yeah. I look at my life, it was barren and bare. Without love, I had nothing at all.
Johnny B. Goode with introductions. I remember the introductions. At any rate, here it is.
I'd like to, hello, sweetheart. I see you. What do you want? What do you want? Come here. Okay, I'll get you next, okay? What do you want, honey? You want the scarf? You've been waiting 20 years for a scarf? For me. You was only 14. Don't kid me. Honey, you'll never see 35 again. Don't kid me. Next. I mean, I didn't mean that. Yeah, you. Come here. Now, this girl is an old friend of mine. Johnny warned me when you're going to do this, huh? I don't know. And what do you want, honey? You don't want anything. What are you doing down here? Oh, you don't want anything. Okay. You'll take anything. Woohoo! Okay. I'll just give you this, okay? You got it. Okay. Now, I can't come up there. There's no way I can get up there. I'd like to introduce you to the members of my group. You guys don't play so loud. I'm yelling, man. I'd like to introduce you to the members of my group before we go any further, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, the young ladies, or they used to be, they've been with me for about 5 years. I think they're fantastic. They're sweet inspirations. Sweet old inspiration. And the gentleman back here, they've, well, J.D., no, wait a minute. One of the finest gospel quartets in the nation, J.D. Sumner and Sam's Quartet. Come sit at hand, J.D. He's got more than I do, man, you know. I've only got one, son. You've been in Texas too long. That's what's wrong with you. I'd like to introduce these guys individually to you, but it's not worth it, really. The little girl that does her does her high voice singing, her name is Kathy Westmoreland. Kathy. On the rhythm guitar from Springfield, Missouri is John Wilkerson. John? You still don't trust me, do you, John? After all these years, have I ever harmed you? No way, have I? First time for everything, son. On the lead guitar from Shreveport, Louisiana is James Burton. Late, huh? Thank you, James.
Bar you go. Short and sweet. Yep. Short and sweet. And we've got another one. This is from another time frame because it's not the stamps. It's the Imperials. So it's a dinner show. Let's go for it.
Before I go any further, I'd like to introduce the members of my group. You know, it's Jerry. Okay. What? What? You're not supposed to talk with your back to the audience. First of all, the young ladies that start, no, the young gentlemen that started our show tonight. Oh, they're over there. There goes my Gatorade, man, and a microphone and an amp. The gentleman that opened our show tonight, ladies and gentlemen, my favorite quartet, the Imperials. Fellas. Or the Letterman, or, you know, the Four Freshmen, or what are you going to call it? Young lady in the back. With a beautiful high voice. She's been recording with me for like 13 years. I'd like you to say hello to Miss Millie Kirkham. Millie? These young ladies will live up to their name, ladies and gentlemen, the Sweet Inspirations. My favorite guitar player on lead guitar, say hello to Mr. James Burton. James? It's your fan club here tonight, huh, James? My least favorite guitar player on rhythm guitar. Nah, he's a fine fellow. His name is John Burton. Nah, James Wilkinson. John Wilkinson, yeah. John Wilkinson. And the guy here working out on drums, ladies and gentlemen, his name is Ronnie Tutt. Ronnie? Young man on Fender bass, his name is Jerry Schiff. Jerry? Tut Schiff. Young man on the piano. He also arranged a lot of the songs for me tonight. His name is Glenn Harden. Glenn. The guy that sings harmony with me, his name is Kate Smith. Charlie Hayes, ladies and gentlemen. Charlie. What's that conductor's name, man? God damn. Joe Spaghetti. Joe Ravioli. Joe Gargioli. Let's see. What is it? Our orchestra conductor, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Joe Gershow. Joe? Thank you, man. Thank you. Beautiful. And the wonderful Joe Gershow Orchestra, ladies and gentlemen. A young man on the kettle is named Eddie Drums. Eddie Kittle, no. Eddie Graham on the kettle drums, ladies and gentlemen. There's somebody in the audience I'd like you to say hello to. Hello. Now, he's a good friend of mine. I've known him for a long, long time. When I first came to Las Vegas, I was like 19 years old, and I played the New Frontier, or the Last Frontier, whatever you call it. And I bombed. Boy, you wouldn't believe how I bombed, really. But I met this gentleman there, and we used to sing a lot together, and he was working another club in town. We've been friends for a long time, and he's a heck of a performer. I'd like you to say hello to Mr. Sonny King. Sonny, you out there? There you go, right over there. Hi, good to see you, buddy. Thank you, nice to see you, man. Is that it? Do we continue from here? That's about as hard as I work tonight, folks, I'll tell you. You know, you really don't know what I'm going to do next, do you? You don't know either. You just work here? What are you, the Supremes? Is that it? Diana Ross over there? Is that her? Okay. Them guys on those cameras say, what the hell is he doing, man? He's crazy. Okay.
That was cute. He had too much Gatorade, I think. Oh, my gosh. All right. Here we go with, from 1960, 1-4, A Baby.
LTWB 0099, take one.
All it feels like, baby.
Rolling.
Can't think of two things at once.
Still rolling.
Okay.
You gave me love to enjoy like a bright shiny toy to a baby. No matter what you would do, I depend No!
baby.
One thing I know, I love you. Yes, I love you like a baby. In what a fool heart you took, and I fell 'cause you look like a baby. Two lovers' ways, I was blind, 'cause I just had a mind like a baby.
Baby. Then I broke down and cried like a baby. While it was then I could see you were playing with me like a baby.
Beat, it just keeps going. I love that. Yes. Okay, now I can breathe again. Okay. Air, air. All right. How about this song called Judy, takes 1 through 7.
M2W0577, take one. W0577, take two.
Okay.
MWW0577-3.
You say you found somebody new whose love will always be true. I don't know what it is to be alone. That's why I dread to know you're gone.
Something you guys had already had it. Throwing A and a D in here. Okay.
You say you found somebody new whose love will always be true. I don't know.
Think of the sorrow you've caused me to know. No more for the past to return while I pray.
Okay.
MWW0577, take 5.
I just wanted to pop on here to say goodnight. And I hope you enjoyed the show because it was a whole lot of fun bringing it to you. And we'll do it again. We'll do it again before too long. You can bet on that. And don't forget, Thursday is going to be Johnny Earl and Elvis. So we got more Elvis coming up, guys. We do.
Okay.
So thank you. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for being here the whole show. You're so patient. Even when I get silly, you kind of hold it all together. Thank you, everybody. Everybody out in internet land, thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed Elvis' show today. He's got some absolutely fantastically great music. It's just awesome. So we got more coming up. Join me again on Thursday. And in the meantime, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Blessings. Stay safe. Stay well. And I'll see you later. Good night, everybody. Oh, and don't forget, John sent me most of this music. So we thank him for making this show as great as it was, because he did send me about 95% of this music. So it's his fault. It's his fault. So anyway, guys, see y'all later. Have a good time until then. Bye.
Good night.
M2W0577
I don't understand that much trouble.
Shit. You say you found somebody new, whose love will always be true. I don't know what it is to be alone. That's why I dread to know you're gone.